Now it's Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Prabhupada Saraswati. So we're going to start a new section now by popular demand. And we've gone through various descriptions of Vrindavan, the creatures of Vrindavan, the from the dust to the pebbles to the grass and trina to the worms and insects and the trees and the latas and trees and the animals and the forests themselves. And then we heard about the actual place of Vrindavan as a place of bhajan. Because the ultimate Vrindavan is basically the place of Leela. Who's Leela? Radha and Krishna Yugal. Radha Govinda Yugal. And our desire, the aim is to enter the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan, in our Manjri Srup, Sakhi Manjris, to eternally serve our Guru Sakhi Manjri and his Sakhi Sarup in the groves of Vrindavan, especially in places like Sevakunj, which was a favorite of our Guru Maharaj, and the banks of the Jamuna, Radhakund Govardhan, Varsana Nandagram. These were all very favorite places of Srila Prabhupada. When he came to Vrindavan with a yatra, Braj Yatra, in 1971, he went to Nandagram, Varsana, and Radhakund Govardhan, and Vrindavan, of course, Sevakunj, Nidiban, Rasastali. He took all the devotees with him. And even at the end, when he was leaving, closing his pastimes in this world, he said, I want to do Parikrama of Giriraj. How much Prabhupada is emphasizing Giriraj in the last moments of his teaching, Leela. Here, he's emphasizing the unique position of Haridas Varya Giriraj and his desire to go on Parikrama there, even at the end of his life, with the high possibility that he would leave his body there on Parikrama in such a fragile, delicate condition. But that did not dampen his cherished desire or wish, and every preparation was made ready that he would go in a bullock cart, specially prepared. But somehow Krishna didn't want that to happen, so Prabhupada didn't go at that time. But later, in the following years, the devotees from Vrindavan Temple would take Prabhupada in a bullock cart with his murti form, and they did Parikrama of Govardhan with hundreds of devotees chanting and dancing. Maybe you've been on that. Sometimes they do that in Karti. That's been done. So now we're starting a new section. It's called Brajasakhi Mahima. We're getting closer to our goal. We started as Kan Kan Bole Shri Radhe Radhe, a famous song about 5-10 years ago. Vrindavan me Kan Kan Bole Shri Radha Radha. In Vrindavan, the Padakarta says, Gaur Shastri, what is Gaurav Shastri? I think so. His father is Mridu Shastri, Gaurav Shastri. The Padakarta, the poet, sings, in Vrindavan, even the smallest, tiniest stones and pebbles are chanting, Shri Radha Radha. Nidivan me Bandur Bole, Shri Radha Radha. Nidivan me Bandur Bole. The monkeys in Nidiban, which there are millions of them, if you've ever been there, and Sevakunj, there's 10 million of them. So the monkeys, he's singing in his popular song of late. The monkeys in Nidiban are chanting, Shri Radha Radha. So the monkeys, the pebbles, the leaves, Braj ke Lata ki Pataki, Lata Pataki Bole. Latapati bi bole, latapati bi bole, braj me, latapati bi bole. Every leaf of every creeper wrapped around every tree in Vrindavan is chanting, Shri Radha Radha, Shri Radha Radha, Shri Radha Radha. What to speak of the pebbles and the leaves and the monkeys and the creepers of Vrindavan? All the gopis in Vrindavan are chanting, Shri Radha Radha, Radhe Radhe. And Krishna is chanting Radhe Radhe. So now we're going to hear the Braj Sakhi Mahima, the glories of the Sakhis of Vrindavan, beginning with the idea that the Sakhis are tasting the topmost bliss, chapter 1. This is verse 59, I think so. Radha Nagara Keli Sagara Nimagnali Risham Yat Sukham No Talesha Lavayate Bhagavata Sarvapi Sonk Yotsava Chatrasha Yari Kasya Chin Nirupamam Praptasya Bhagyashriyam Tad Vrindavana Namni Damni Paramasriyam Vapur Nashyatu. The happiness enjoyed by the Supreme Lord is not equal to even a fraction of the happiness relished by a Brajagopi absorbed in the ocean of the divine pastimes of Radha Nagara, Keli Sagara. Radha Nagara, Keli Sagara, Nimagnali. Idisham Yatsukam. Radha Nagara, Keli Sagara. Keli Sagara means that ocean of Keli, ocean of wonderful, blissful sports of Radha Nagara. Nagara means the playboy, the romantic gallant, the hero, the lover of Radha. Radha and Nagara. Nagara Sham. Nagari Radha and Nagara Sham. Radha Nagara Keli Sagara. Nimagnali Disham. Nimagnali Disham Sukham. Nimagna, the happiness. No one can understand. The gopis absorbed in divine pastimes. And our beloved Lord, therefore, if any fortunate person desires to achieve that incomparable happiness, let him give up his body in the supreme abode of Sri Vrindavan. Swiyam vapur nash yatu nash. Vapur nash. Vapur means body. Nash, destroy it and give it up. Nat param dham Vrindavan. Vrindavana namni. This place is known, the name of this place is Vrindavan. It is the Param Dham, supreme topmost place. Bhagyashriyam. Bhagyashriyam. If you have that wealth, that Sri Bhagya, that great wealth, Praptasya, if you have acquired that great wealth, then you'll be smart and you'll do this. You'll die in Vrindavan if you have that fortune. It's fortune. It doesn't depend on being born here. It doesn't even depend on living a large amount of one's life here. It depends on Bhagya. Radha Bhagya, the fortune and blessings of Radha and Vaishnavas. Many Vaishnava Brahmins and Goswamis are born right here at the banks of Radhakund. They live 45 years here and they die in Delhi. And they're also pure-hearted and well-behaved. But the fortune is, it's rare. And many Vaishnavas, they're in New York City and they come here for a week or two or a month and they die in Vrindavan. No one can see the fortune of someone just by looking at their skin tone or their birthplace. The spiritual fortune is little invisible to measure. Nirupamam Praptasya. You can read another translation of this 154. So the Sakhis are tasting the topmost bliss. Radha Nagara Keli Sagara. Okay, there's an ocean and it's a sagar. Sagar means ocean, Keli ocean. It's a pastime ocean. Who's in it? Radha and her beloved Shyam, Giridhari Shyam. And who's, and they're swimming in the waves and relishing the waves of that. Then Nimagnali, the Ali. Ali means gopis. Ali means honeybees. So the Alis, Idisham, they're seeing it and they're Sukham. The Alis, Nimagna Ali, the gopis, the Brajasakis and gopis, they are Nimagna, they are immersed and submerged in that ocean of Radha Krishna's Keli Leela, divine intimate conjugal sports in Vrindavan. And the gopis are also swimming in that ocean right along with Radha Krishna. And consequently, they're experiencing Sukham, Natalesha Bhagavata Sarvasankhya. I'll read this other translation. All the Supreme Personality of God is happiness. So that's what it's saying in the second line. Bhagavata Sarva Sankhya Utsav. That's Sankhya Utsav. That is all the varieties of festivals, unlimited varieties of festivals of happiness that Bhagavan's experiencing and the other forms of Godhead. Nalesha Lava. Remember Lava Matra? You heard Lava Matra? Lesha. Lesha means Leshana Grihita. He said you should, even a momentary association is a verse in Bhagavatam. So even, it's not even worth an atom. All the Supreme Personality of Godhead's happiness is not equal to an atom of the gopis' happiness when their eyes plunge in the ocean of Radha's lover's pastimes. That's what I said. There's Idisham. Idisham means seas, their eyes. The Ali Idisham. Ali Idisham Sukham. When their eyes, Idisham, of the Alis, Gopis, Nimagna, plunge, submerge, dive in the ocean of the Sagara. What Sagara? The Kali Sagara. Nagara Kali Sagara. Who's Nagara? Radha's Nagara. So when they submerge their eyes in the Kali Leela, the Jal Kali, heard of Jal Kali? Water sports. Water pastimes, or Rati, you heard of Rati Keli? Rati Keli is the intimate amorous affairs in the Kunja of Radha and Krishna. So when the Manjaris and Sakhi's eyes plunge through the interstitials, or the holes in the Kunja walls and the vines, and their eyes gaze in there, and they enter that deep Keli Sagar, Radha Nagara Keli Sagar. Beautiful verse. Radha Nagara Keli Sagara Nimagna. Nimagna ali idisham, nimagna ali idisham sukham. Idisham sukham. Idisham means their eyes to see. Ali idisham sukham. Their eyes, you know, they're not only are they're looking, but when they're looking, their eyes die. Usually you stand on a diving board and your body dives into the pool and your hands go first and your body enters. But here, the pool is inside the groves, in the kunja groves, kunja mandirs. That's not a pool, it's an ocean, it's a sagar. When they look through those kunja walls, they don't see inside of a small kunja, the flower bed, they see an ocean of a Kali Sagar. Radha Nagara Kali Sagar. Their eyes are looking at this ocean, their eyes plunge, they dive into it. It says Idisham, it doesn't say their Bapu, their Tanu. It says Nimagnali Idisham Sukham. Their eyes submerge in that ocean of bliss and they feel so much happiness, they're drowning. They're drowning in joy and happiness. And that happiness they experience just with a glance of the eyes of the Sakhis and Manjaris of Vrindavan is all the happiness is available in all the millions of Vaikunthas by all the thousands and millions of Vishnus and avatars and Das avatars. It doesn't equal Lesha, it says here, Lesha, not Tal Lesha Lavayate. It's not a talesha. It means not even a particle of a sesame seed. Talesha, not a particle of sesame seed or even a momentary. Lava means a moment. So that Vishnu is really missing out. Sakhis and Manjaris of Vrindavan, simple coward girls of Vrindavan, the coward dance of Vrindavan are experiencing unlimited happiness. That's the point. This is called Rajasakhi Mahima, verse 1. The happiness of all the Vishnus and all the Narayans and millions of Vaikuntha planets doesn't equal to an atom of the happiness the gopis are experiencing just by looking inside the kunjas and seeing Radha Nagara Kali Sagara. Radha Nagara Kali Sagara, Nimagna. Seeing Radha Shyam immersed in her own divine love sports in the Kali Kunjas of Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. Someone aspires to attain this incomparable good fortune. Prapti. Nirupamam. Nirupam, incomparable Nirupam. If someone aspires for that, Tatrasha Yadi Karyaschin. Tatrasha means aspires. Tatrasha Yadi Kasyachin. Nirupam. Nirupamam, if he aspires for this incomparable fortune, then go and die in Vrindavan. At least do that. If someone aspires to attain this incomparable good fortune of having Gopi Sarup and the eyes of a Gopi and looking through the interstitches of the Kunja and seeing the Radha Nagara Kali Sagara Nimagna, if you want that or desire or hanker for that, then what should he do? Let your body perish in the spiritual realm named Vrindavan. Vrindavan namne, damne, parama damne. Vrindavan namne, damne, parame. Vrindavan namne, damne, parame. Vrindavan namne, damne, damne, parame. Swiyam vapur nashyatu. Go there. But what does that mean? Does that mean you go here and commit suicide? Come to Vrindavan to nashogya. Sharir nashogya. Kill yourself. You're finished. No, it doesn't mean that. You know, how many bodies do we have? We have two. Linga sharir and sukshma sharir. Gross body and subtle body. So he's saying, you want to attain this fortune of gopi deha and Radha Krishna Prem Ras Prapti and Radha Krishna Niti Lila Prapti, Lila Pravesh Prapti. You want to acquire and attain that entrance into Radha Krishna's Nitya Lila, Asakali Lila Pravesh. Then, Kanda Vrindavan, do Rag Bhajan and give up your body. Says Tanu, Vapur. Vapur Nashyatu. Vapur means the body. Nashyatu means annihilate the subtle body, this mind, mundane mind and material desires and false ego and misconceptions and wrong thinking. So this, if you come like this and this subtle body becomes purified, it's told by chanting Shudanam, the subtle body becomes dissolved. Material subtle body becomes dissolved and the true transcendental, pure spiritual body arises. The spiritual mind with spiritual desires to serve Radha and Krishna. And the spiritual intelligence which is imbued with all the cleverness and craftiness and talents and abilities to serve Krishna in such expert ways in Radha. And the spiritual ego of Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasi Dasi Anudasi. Ayalita Dasi Anudasi Anudasi Anudasi. Rupamantri Dasyana Dasyana Dasi, Rati Mantri Dasyana Dasyana Dasi, Guru Sakhi Mantri Dasyana Dasyana Dasi. This is what Prabhupada Saraswati is telling here. So this is a beautiful verse, chapter 1, verse 54, to describe the Braja Sakhi Mahima, that they taste the topmost bliss. Now there's a verse in chapter 2, verse 50, on page 53, verse 36. Nityotungad anangaranga. Nityotungad anangaranga. Vilasal lila tarangam sada. Radha manasadivya mina nilayam. Tat vaktra chandro tritam. Tat kandarpasu mandranena mahitam. Sak yakshi piyushadam. Kanchitchayam rasambudim vajasake brindatavi simani, simani. Dear friends, hopefully you have some. The indescribable waves of the ocean in the form of the transcendental mellows of love for Shamasundar are eternally expanding. Vilas lila tarangam sada. Ranga vilas lila tarangam sada. The taranga, the waves are always vilas lila, the ranga vilas, the ananga ranga. Nitya tungad. Eternal, this is, nitya means eternal, tunga means expanding. Eternally expanding, Ananga Ranga Vilas Lila. Ananga means Kandarpa. Kandarpa means Kamadev. Kamadev means Cupid. It means divine love sports. Ananga Ranga Vilas. The pastimes, Vilas Lila, those intimate pastimes of Vilas, conjugal intimate pleasures and intimacies and of love dalliance of Radha and Sham, Ananga Ranga Vilas, they're Tarangam. They're always crashing in higher and higher waves eternally, Taranga Sara. Radha Manasa Divya Meena. Then that mean, there's a mean, doesn't mean a bad person. Mean means fish. A Divya Meena means a transcendental fish of Radha's mind. And that ocean transcendental fish in the form of Radharani's heart and mind constantly reside. Radha Manasa Divya Meena Nilayam. Meena Nilayam. That's nice. Radha Manasa Divya Meena Nilayam. It's very sweet. Meena means fish. Nilayam means eye. So Meenakshi, the fish-like eyes of Radharani, or the fish, and then Manasa means mind. Radha Manasa. Radha's mind is like a transcendental fish, and her eyes, the eyes of that fish are sporting in those waves, because waves means ocean. Ocean means fish, and fish dance and swim in the ocean and sport there. So Radharani, Meenakshi Radha, the original Meenakshi is Radha. Her eyes are always darting this way, that way, out of love's impulse and the agitation of her love-stirred heart. For Shyam, where is he? Krishna Kaha, Krishna Kaha. So, Radha Manasa Divya Meena Nilayam Tadvaktra Chandrochitam. That the waves, those waves that are eternally crashing, those waves are what? Ananga Ranga Vilas Leela. That is indescribable. Nitya Utunga. Nitya Utunga. Utungad. Eternally, it's inconceivable. No one can ever understand, really. Unless one becomes Sakhi Manjari, they can understand something. Because the reflected moods and feelings and actions that Radharani undergoes and experiences are reflected in their bodies and hearts of the Sakhi Manjaris that are Tadatmika with Radha's heart and Kunjalila. Radha Manasa Divya Meena Nilayam. Tadvaktra Chandrochitam, Chandra Uchitam. In that ocean, a transcendental fish in the form of Radharani's heart and mind constantly reside. That ocean always overflows due to the rays of Radharani's moonlike face. This Uchitam means overflow, and Vaktra means face, Chandra means moon. Vaktra Chandrochitam. So, in that Ananga Ranga Vilas, who's the characters? Who's the stars that Ananga? It's Ananga Radha and Kamadev Gandharva Shyam. So Radha's there in that Vilas Leela, and she's riding in those waves, and her eyes are there, and her fish-like eyes are darting here and there. And when her face and her moon-like face is rising there, above those waves, when her face rises above those waves and those Kali Vilas and this Ranga Vilas Leela, and her beautiful face is showing the wonderful Ulas of Mahabhav, then the waves rise even higher. When the moon rises on Purnima, the ocean waves are greater and they crash higher, and that's called high tide. The high tide goes further up and reaches further on the shore due to its own expansion, to the impulse and pushing of the gravitational pull of the moon. So that gravitational pull is Radharani's moon-like face rising in that Ananga Ranga Vilas above the Taranga, above those waves. And then what happens is that ocean starts overflowing. And that's what happens when the full moon is there every month. There's great flooding at that time. If anyone lives near the ocean, the boatmen and the fishermen, they have to bring their boats up closer to the shore, further away from the ocean, otherwise they get washed away in the full moon. If you live in Puri, you can see it very clearly, because they're all simple village people, fishing people, with their rustic boats, little sailboats, little makeshift sail. They have oars and sail. And then they pull their boat up about 30, 40 feet from the ocean, and high tide, low tide, the boats are there. But then when the full moon's coming, they pull their boat about 100 feet away from the ocean, otherwise the ocean will reach up and take it away. That's a very wonderful analogy here. That ocean overflows due to the rays of Radharani Chandra, the moon-like face of Radha, Chandramukha, Chandramukhi Radha, Chandra Vakra. It says, Vaktra, Vaktra Chandra Uchchitam. That overflowing. And it is churned, that ocean of Ananga Ranga Vilas Tarangam. Those waves are churned by the Mandara Mountain in the form of Radharani's conjugal desires. And it showers nectar on the eyes of the gopis. As you know, in a Deva Asura Kir Mantan, Kir Samudra Mantan, When the demigods and demons churn the ocean of milk, mantan means churning, then the Mandara mountain was used as a pivot point, as a pivot, when Vasuki the snake was wrapped around there like a rope, and that Sumeru or Mandara mountain was mounted on the back of Kurma, avatar, and they churned. So it's saying here that Radharani is, it says her moon-like face, and as it is churned, the Mandara mountain, is the churning rod here is not Mandara mountain, but it's Radharani's conjugal desires, which is churning that ocean. And as a result, because when the devas and demons churned the ocean of milk, what came out of it? Amrit, in the pot carried by Mohini Avatari. Mohini Avatar. So there's a nectar pot, and then there was a jostling between the devas and demigods. So Radharani's conjugal desires of the Mandara mountain and the Ananga Rangavilas Tarangam, and that's making the waves go higher and higher. Then what's coming out of that is not only high tides and extreme churning and extreme rising of the tides and swishing and swirling of the waves, but then nectar is produced. And who's drinking that nectar? Are Rahu and Ketu running over there to drink that nectar and run away with it, getting their heads cut off by Surya and Chandra? They're sitting between Surya and Chandra. No, who's running to drink that nectar? Because this nectar is being produced by Radharani, and she's the original Mohini. And this original Mohini Radha, because she's, we know who Radharani is, right? Krishna's Madan Mohan. Who is Radharani? Madan Mohan Mohini Radha ki jai. So Mohini Radha, her conjugal desires of the Mandara mountain churning that Ananga Ranga Vilas Taranga waves, and nectar is being produced. And none of it's going to the demigods, none of it's going to the demons, neither is Ketu or Rahu sneaking and grabbing a bite. It's all going to the gopis, Sakhi Mandris. It showers nectar on their eyes because they're peeking through the holes in the kunjas and watching this wonderful display of Radharani's sweet pastimes with her nagar. Radha Nagara Kili Vilas. This is a beautiful verse that further illustrates how the glories of this Braja Sakhi Mahima, how they're tasting the topmost bliss by being servants, Dasi Dasyano Dasi of Radha. I'll read another translation. It's 236. Within the boundary of Vrindavan forest. Acha, that's Vrindadavi Simani. Simani means boundary. Like we say, the hair part. Samantadweep and Navadweep, there's one of the islands called Simantadweep, where you go on Navadweep Purkama, the nine islands. Simanta means the hair part. The center of a lady's hair is called Simanta. She puts that sindur there in her simanta. It's a border. It separates one side from the other side. And the regular. And the, of course, there's a pastime of Parvati did austerities there, and Lord Gauranga came and gave her darshan thousands and thousands of years ago and put his hand on her head or feet or something on her simanta. Blessed her. Yes, you will see these pastimes. And she took birth in the future as Proto Maya or something like that in Gaur Lila. That's there. So this Vrindatavi Simani means the, as it's quite saying, the boundary of Vrindavan forest. Oh, Sakhe, oh friend, Bhaja Sakhe, within the boundary of the Vrindavan forest, Vrindatavi Simani, Bhaja Sakhe, oh friend, do bhajan, rasambudim, there's an ocean of ras. Oh friend, please worship this dark ocean, this sham ras ambudi. The sham, because in the Sanskrit, kanchich, because it ends in C, the S becomes C. Cham rasam, shamras, shamras. You often hear this term, shamras. Oh friend, please worship this dark ocean of transcendental nectar that has many playful, glistening waves of eternally expanding amorous pastimes. That is the home of the splendid transcendental fish of Srimati Radharani's heart and mind. So the fish of Radharani's heart and mind lives in that dark ocean called Shamras. Shamras Sindhu. And that ocean rises, that ocean and its waves, it rises with the rising moon of Chandramukhi Radha's face. And that ocean is churned by the wonderful Mandara Mountain of the transcendental passion for Radharani, and it brings nectar to the eyes of all the gopis. Basically, similar translation. The Shamras Ambudim Bajasake. Hey, Sake. Hey, friend, listen, I want to give you a tip. Just get somewhere to scoot into Vrindavan, somewhere. Even in a border, just step across. Get both feet out of the material world and just sneak in to make the finish line. Vrindatavisimani. Come into the boundary. That's close enough to get wet. Because once you're in the ocean, you'll get wet. If you walk, the ocean is 5 feet, you're on the beach, and 5 feet from where you are, the ocean is there. And it's maybe a nectar ocean. Then you go 4 feet, and there's only 1 foot. And all your friends, come on in. No, it looks cold, looks hot. No, it's sweet, it's nectar. It's ananga rasam. And then you go in. So as soon as you get in this ocean, there's a boundary, simani. That's like there's a boundary between the beach and the ocean, the boundary, the tata. The beach is there, and then the ocean. So the beach is the simani, the border. So step across that border, you're in the ocean. Vrindatavi simani. Asake, listen, I'll tell you something. Come and do bhajan, do worship here. And then this beautiful analogy described Radharani, and ultimately says, Saki Akshi Piyusha Dham. The Sakis with their Akshi, the Sakis and their Akshis. With Piyusha means drinking deeply. Dham means satisfied, very peaceful, happy. The Sakis are drinking with their eyes that wonderful experience of Radha Shams, of Radharani, the fish of Radharani's heart and mind swimming and playing in that ocean of Shamras and the Keli Kunjas of Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. This is the Prayojana Tattva. This is the goal of life. So we aspire for this, we pray for this, we remember this, and we pray to Prabodhananda the Saraswati, who is showing us this beauty of Vrindavan, these deep intimacies and these seemingly unattainable heights of spiritual perfection. We can only pray and cry and cry and pray and chant and chant and chant and hope someday that Srinam Prabhu and Sri Guru and Sri Vaishnavas, they will all bless us with the entrance requirement, the Sevadikara Diye Koro Nijadasi. Sevadikara Diye Koro Nijadasi. Please give me the adhikara, the seva, to serve the gopis in Vrindavan. That is all I want. That is all I need. That is all I cherish and desire. O Vaishnava Thakura, O Sri Gurudev, O Sri Nam Prabhu, O Prabhupada Saraswati. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.